This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's number one award-winning show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self.
Hide and seek.
Visit joy.org.au/hide and seek. Dean Beck and Andrew the Apprentice are with you on Hide and Seek. Now, it's our great pleasure to welcome to Hide and Seek Harry McAnulty from the Victorian AIDS Council. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, Harry, you've been doing quite a bit with regards to educating the population around this new technology, this biomedical intervention, this thing called PrEP. Tell us about it. What is it first before we get into some other things?
So PrEP is something that's been around for a short period of time. And basically what PrEP is antiretroviral drugs that are used in the prevention of HIV. There's been a number of studies released recently that have hit the headline papers. And really those studies have actually showed that the continued efficacy of the drug as well as the cost efficiency in terms of prevention.
And it is essentially the same drug as people living with HIV use often in their treatment.
Yeah, so the drug is called Truvada. It's made up of two different types of drugs. Truvada is the brand name, and some people do take that drug to manage their HIV. So PrEP is taken one pill a day, and it's taken for a period of time for a person who wants to protect themselves against HIV.
You mentioned an interesting and perhaps debatable element, and that's the cost efficiency of PrEP. People have argued that you can't get much cheaper than a condom, and its efficiency is not much is pretty sound. So with PrEP, which is an expensive drug.
Yeah, definitely.
And still under patent. How do you justify the expense from a social health and wellbeing perspective?
Yeah. Well, we understand that gay men for a very long time have used a range of risk reduction strategies, and condoms have been one of those strategies for many years, as well as serum sorting or topping in or bottoming or, you know, viral load. All these strategies have been used by gay men for years to reduce their risk of HIV. So PrEP is just another choice, another tool along with those tools. And we talking about the cost implications, the most recent study from CROI, which is the scientific conference that happened in Seattle a couple of weeks ago, it stated that in the study from the UK called the PROUD study, for 13 people that were taking PrEP, there was one HIV infection avoided. So that's starting to quantify the cost efficiency of having people taking the drug.
Yeah. Interesting.
And related to that, we know from the opposites attract interim results that were released here a couple of weeks ago, and other studies like that, like the partner study, that for people living with HIV, if they're on treatment and have a low viral load, that the risk of risk of transmitting HIV is next to zero.
Yeah, and the opposite of track study and the partner study from the UK have continued to back up that evidence, and there's been zero transmissions where the positive partner has had an undetectable viral load.
And because it's the same, the reason I'm bringing that up is, as you're saying, it's the same drug. Truvada is the same drug generally used by people living with HIV.
Some people use Truvada, not every person living with HIV. Yeah.
Yes, but it's one of the suite of drugs available and the one that is recommended for PrEP.
Yeah.
Is it exactly the same drug as the one that's used for PEP, post-exposure?
So post-exposure prophylaxis has been around for a while, and that is taken within 72 hours of a risk exposure to HIV. And it really depends on the exposure. Sometimes PEP or Truvada is used, but depending on the risk exposure, other drugs can be used in that combination.
So we're talking a lot about it at the moment, but at the end of the day, it's not approved in this country, and its availability elsewhere reflects poorly on us as a very wealthy country with a very good health system. But that aside, is there a danger that just in bringing the subject up and putting it out there, that whilst it's still in a trial phase here and whilst it's not available to everyone here, we're creating confusion?
Well, VAC have been involved in the conversation for about 18 months regarding PrEP, and we've did a lot of community forums around the issue of PrEP, around the issue of risk reduction strategies. So we've been quite engaged with the community for quite some time around the issues of PrEP. And to be honest as well, there people can access the drug through an online capacity in consultation with their doctor. So people in the community are actually starting to talk about it, and it's becoming part of negotiating sex for gay men in Melbourne, because there are 100 guys on the Vic demonstration project.
And so there have been people that have been accessing it through their friend's medication anyway, like been doing it. So not that we'd recommend that, but, you know, we know that there have been people that have been sorting medications themselves, either from overseas or through other people who are HIV positive and self-prepping.
Yeah, and the best advice for anybody who's interested in taking PrEP as a prevention tool is really to talk to your doctor and to get the best information possible, and to have a HIV test before you start and to get that proper care that you need.
And that's about, firstly, getting a baseline, but it's also about a lot more than that, because the medications do have side effects, and it's about your doctor being able to keep an eye on certain things like bone density, like liver damage, etc., whilst you are medicating.
Yeah, and usually with PrEP and through the demonstration project, side effects have been quite limited. So it's really about engaging with your doctor to ensure that you get that proper care and support.
Now, ASHRM, which is the peak body for HIV doctors, not doctors with HIV, but doctors who work in the HIV sector, they put out guidelines for doctors to prescribe and inform their patients regarding PrEP and how to access it. This, I don't think any peak body of doctors that I'm aware of previously has ever advised the people within their association to actively seek medications offshore, like ASHRM has just done.
Yeah, that's right. And it's really bringing back to the efficacy of the drug and the studies that have come out. This drug works to prevent HIV, and it should be a choice for the people who want to use it. And VAC have sort of entered into a space where we're trying to put political pressure on the government to ensure that PrEP is approved in Australia, and that people who want to access it can access it at a low cost and access it through the PBS. So we have started a change.org website, and today we had over 2,000 signatures on that petition.
Now, I think it's fair to say that this is a very active political campaign that VAC is choosing to engage in setting up a change.org petition online for the public to lobby the Federal Health Minister for the approval of PrEP is a highly active, engaged thing for an agency to do. Yeah. And it's hats off to you guys, because it's ballsy.
Well, this is sort of the first stage of our campaign and to get PrEP approved in Australia. And it's really this part of the campaign is about mobilising the community and to get them start to talk about PrEP and the issues about why it's not approved. Thankfully, the day after the petition went live, Gilead, who have the patent for PrEP at the moment, actually spoke to the TGA about putting application in for PrEP to be approved. So that's a really great step for Gilead to be starting that process as well.
Now, it's you're asking for approval for use, not approval to enter the PBS, is that correct?
So if Gilead enter into that stage with the TGA, mm-hmm. that'll be that'll start the process for it to be put onto the PBS.
Okay, so it is asking for it to be put onto the PBS.
Yes.
Well, step one is to firstly get it approved.
Get
for
approved
use,
for use.
Use for prescribing in that manner.
Yep.
Secondly is the application for it to go onto pharmaceutical benefits. So one, I guess the call that VAC is putting out through change.org is to fast track the entire process. I mean, it took us 10 years to get rapid testing approved in this country, which is a very, very poor reflection, reprehensible, I might add, by the Australian government not to have brought that in earlier. This cannot take that long, because if it does, it's bloody shameful. The idea that we can fast-track this, TGA is an interesting entity and under review itself at the moment. Yep. It's been going through its own issues, none of which is an excuse for not getting this through. But I'm told that even if all things align, and it will still take up to 2 years to get this, available to us.
Well, we would hope that it would be sooner at the Victorian AIDS Council, and this really is going to be the start of our campaign. And we've had some great support internationally as well, and we've had a few mobile applications come on board with the campaign. We've had Grindr and Hornet who have actually posted out to all their members. So it just shows as well that the conscience of mobile applications as well, and taking PrEP serious, and ensuring that their members are aware of the petition, particularly here in Australia. And we've had a couple of the AIDS councils come on board with this as well, and repost it and really support it. And really importantly, Live in Positive Victoria have endorsed the petition. And it's really key that we have the voices of people living with HIV involved in this petition as well, because a lot of the time people who are living with HIV are the educators around PrEP and the educators around HIV transmission.
Well, they certainly know about these drugs and they know the effects. They also the effects of stigma associated with taking medications. We'll be speaking with Brent Allen, the Executive Officer of Living Positive Victoria, shortly. But before we do, Andrew, this message has come through from Eamon, who says, "The whole idea of PrEP is an amazing concept, but it also divides many people. I think it's great that it is a possibility to have it approved here in Australia. Keep up the good work, Harry." Now, that point about dividing people.
Yeah, there's a couple of really big points. One of them is the Truvada whore argument that Truvada or PrEP will cause gay men to become more promiscuous.
Yeah, and I think that's something that is really put out there with PrEP. And I think what we have to bring that statement back to is that condomless sex, when on PrEP, is not unprotected. We're actually protected against HIV, and I think that's where we need to bring it back to that. And yes, condoms are a prevention tool, but in terms of HIV, while you are taking PrEP, you're protected.
It's also very clear that it's not right for all people, because the new infection rate that we are seeing is clear evidence of that.
And as you said, it is only PrEP is only against HIV, not against all the other STIs. The other argument being raised is, of course, the cost argument. Mm-hmm. You know, for the government that is looking to cut costs everywhere, will they enable an expensive drug to go onto the pharmaceutical benefit scheme?
Just looking back at the studies, like, it's an amazing figure that for every 13 people that are taking PrEP within the PROUD study, that prevents one HIV transmission. And the lifetime costs of not only the treatment, but all the range of support and medications and medical care that somebody living with HIV needs to access, and even the impact of stigma and the support that people living with HIV need around stigma, the cost that has to the government is massive.
Whatever your tastes, you'll find it on
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Something for everybody.
Joy 94.9.
That's right. This is Hide and Seek, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Andrew the Apprentice here, along with Dean Beck.
G'day.
And Harry McNulty's here from VAC. And on the line, all the way from country Victoria, is Mr. Brent Allen.
Hello,
good evening, Brent.
Boys.
Good evening, sir.
Executive Officer of Living Positive Victoria. Now, you guys are fully involved in supporting VAC with regards to advocating for PrEP to be available nationally.
Absolutely. We believe, as HIV positive people, that PrEP is going to be a fundamental game changer in how we can ensure that our HIV negative partners don't have to acquire HIV.
More to that, we spoke of the ASHM guidelines for doctors earlier, and I know that on your front desk, I picked up a copy of a thing that Akon had put together for consumers, if you like, for negative people, to inform them about the availability of PrEP via your doctor, but overseas. You've also put together some guidelines for the HIV positive community because you believe that their role in this is really, really important.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things we're beginning to understand is that, you know, HIV, a lot of HIV negative people are willing and wanting to get onto PrEP as a precautionary measure to not having to acquire HIV. To that end, we're really wanting to ensure that HIV positive people do the best thing by their friends. And we understand that lots of negative people are approaching their HIV positive friends and saying, you know, can I get some of your Truvada, without really understanding the sort of nuances of what it means to go on PrEP.
It's interesting you say, Brent, because as we speak, we've just had a message come through on 0427JOY949 saying, I would really like to get on PrEP. There are plenty of people that if it was readily available and available tomorrow, they would be at their doctor's surgeries asking for it.
And well, in many ways, it's sort of like what happened with the pill for contraception. You know, the original women who started taking the pill for contraception were often labeled as, you know, promiscuous and the sort of women you wouldn't want to be with, when in fact, you know, they were the vanguards in the movement towards ensuring good health for women, good reproductive health for women. I think it's the same thing for PrEP, for gay men, and for many other communities.
Now, apart from knowing the side effects of medications, the positive community can help out in all sorts of ways. Part of that is about guiding people on taking medications, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, at the moment, what we know about PrEP is that it is something that is a daily dose. It's something that you're going to have to take every day, almost identical to what HIV-positive people need to experience. And in so much as the challenges that positive people experience in taking their drugs, we can help our negative counterparts and our negative friends and mates make sure that they're as adherent as possible to their PrEP medication.
It's important to highlight here that because the individual on PrEP isn't positive, they can take a rest period of off their medications at any point in time because the HIV is not in their system and therefore won't morph into being resistant to the drugs.
Yes, but if they're continuing to be sexually active, then it is in their best interest to continue on PrEP, especially if they're choosing to be...
yes, they'd have to take other strategies into account.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And surely getting into the habit of doing it once a day is, you know, just across the board is easier, wouldn't it?
Well, absolutely. But I'd like to point out the similarities as it is to women using the contraceptive pill.
Mm-hmm.
Women use the contraceptive pill not for their whole life, for the rest of their life, but during periods of time when it is the most sensible thing for them to do to avoid getting pregnant.
Now, apart from adherence to medication, it's also important that anyone wanting to go on PrEP has a sound relationship with their doctor.
Absolutely. Because PrEP is not just about taking your pills and forgetting about everything. In order for PrEP to be effective, what you do need to recognize is that you need to have a regular HIV test. And that also means you need to have regular STI or sexually transmissible infection tests as well, in the same way as HIV positive do.
But moreover,
you don't have HIV tests regularly.
You need to have other tests as well.
Yep. When you first start going on PrEP, you're going to want to get your liver function and your kidney function tests stabilized, so you get a baseline to ensure that any of the side effects that are commonplace with some of these drugs don't actually affect you.
So you need to know, have a doctor that knows this stuff too.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, if you can't find a doctor who's fluent in the use of PrEP, then what's really important is that you, when you do speak to your normal GP or the GP you normally see, is that you ask them to make contact with either the ASHM, which is the Australasian Society of HIV Medicine, or with a local GP who is prescribing or fluent in prescribing a PrEP.
Is there any notification, but system whereby you know your GP is aware of what PrEP is and how to prescribe it?
Well, anyone who wants to get on PrEP can go to their normal GP and get a script for PrEP. What that means, however, is that you won't get the subsidized cost for PrEP. So you can get a prescription for PrEP, but in order to get a prescription that is of a realistic cost, many people are going to overseas pharmacies and ordering online.
Now, you're bringing up overseas there. People living with HIV are unable to travel to certain countries because HIV treatment is illegal in certain countries, United Arab Emirates being one off the top of my head.
Yep.
Would it be the same for somebody on PrEP?
And it's a very interesting question. At the moment, what makes the travel to the UAE impossible for myself is because I'm going to be traveling with my HIV medications. And there is a risk, as there has been in other countries, such as the United States in the past, where customs may find my prescription medication. When they do so, they will turn you around and send you out of the country, even if you're transiting through the country.
It made it very difficult for a few Qantas stewards, I can tell you that right now.
Absolutely. I think that there is a very interesting thing facing us for people on PrEP, because they'll be traveling with the same medication that I travel with. And I would venture to say that customs officials in some of these countries may be disinclined to want to allow someone, regardless of what they claim to be their HIV status, entry into their country, because they are carrying HIV medication. It's almost like the preppers, if you want to call them, have become kind of the bridge between the positive community and the negative community. They're not HIV positive, but they're going to be in some ways experiencing the same effects of people living with HIV.
And no doubt that will play out in all sorts of forms of stigma as well. I mean, if someone says that they're negative and trade goes to the bathroom cupboard, opens up the cupboard and sees the medication there, they're going to flip and say, you told me you were negative, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have heard hundreds of stories. It's a commonplace story where someone finds someone else's medication and then all of a sudden they say, well, you never told me you were positive. Can you imagine what it's going to be like for the person on PrEP to have to explain to someone, well, I'm not actually positive, I'm on PrEP so that I don't get positive. You know, it's going to become an interesting experience, I think, for preppers. And this is where I think HIV-positive people have a huge role to play in terms of explaining and understanding and sharing with our HIV-negative counterparts the strategies we've been using for decades in how to overcome some of that stigma, how to share our status in a way that doesn't confound ourselves.
On the other hand, and on the positive hand, we know that, and we've talked about it on this program before, that the people living with HIV who have an undetectable viral load and now people who are taking PrEP are, in regards to HIV, the safest people to have sex with.
Absolutely. You know, we know now from the studies that so long as you can virally suppress your virus through antiretroviral therapy, you have a very, very, very low likelihood of transmitting HIV. Caveat to that being, so long as you don't have any other concurrent infections that then elevate your viral load, say, for example, in your semen. So you want to make sure that you're in good health. But yeah, you know, reducing your viral load is incredibly important.
Brent Allen, we've had the privilege of seeing a draft copy of advice from Living Positive Victoria to the positive community and how they can assist in their negative counterparts with PrEP. But moreover, you would encourage people, no doubt, to sign the change.org petition that VAC has up and running.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's imperative in a country like Australia, where we have such high compliance, we have such high access to antiretroviral therapies by the positive community. We're almost at what's called the 90-90-90 threshold, which is what the UNAIDS has declared to be the target for the world. We're almost there. But in order for us to get that final few steps, you know, it's not going to be about getting those who are hidden onto treatment. The real final step is going to be made by making sure that those who are at risk of HIV infection don't ever acquire HIV infection, and that is why we need PrEP.
Brent Allen, Executive Officer of Living Positive Victoria, thank you for spending some time with us tonight on Hide and Seek.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Hide and Seek.
You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Harry from VAC is with us, Dean and myself, talking about PrEP. Big thank you to Brent Allen from Living Positive who just joined us.
2,010 people have signed the change.org petition to date. I would like to see that at about 150,000, Harry.
I know, that would be absolutely fantastic if we got to that number.
So it's been up for 10 days. You better get onto it, Harry.
Yeah, well, this is just the first part of the campaign, Dean. We're going to be entering into some engagement with the community, with particularly with members of the HIV positive community, and really talking about their experiences about PrEP and what it would be like if PrEP had been available.
Now, there was something we were talking about with Brent there, and I was just wondering whether VAC has done, or Living Positive has done anything about, just as like a straw poll to say, how many negative guys would likely to go on PrEP? Have you guys done anything like that yet?
We haven't got any sort of numbers, but we do know that Victoria was the quickest demonstration project in the country to fill. And we know
with a waiting list, I believe.
And there's a complete waiting list at the minute. And we know that a lot of people are also important anecdotally. And there's some people in the community are actually concerned about the cost. And that's something VAC will be looking at for the future in terms of making PrEP accessible for those people who financially just can't afford to import it.
But a best case scenario is that it's approved for use and it's on the PBS, so it's subsidised by government, and those that need it and want it are on it, and we're up to date with the rest of the world. Wouldn't that be a nice place to be in?
Yeah, that would be great.
Oh dear. Well,
I was just going to say if people want to get some first-hand experience about the PrEP trial, then go back in our Hide and Seek archives.
Check out our podcast.
Check out our podcast, because we had two of the participants of the trial for PrEP in the studio here just a few weeks ago. Just a few weeks ago. So have a tune into that one. Track it down.
One of our very own who was willing to come on and talk about his experience.
Yes, I think it was one of the very first guys, and then number 100.
Right.
200. Was on the studio.
So one of the first ones and one of the last ones.
Yes,
right, to come onto their trial period.
So have a listen for that one.
Look, at the end of the day, the whole trial period's a load of shit anyway, and frankly, it should have been approved on the evidence that was gathered from overseas, and the government needs to recognise that and just do it. So, Health Minister, get on it, make it happen, and approve it.
Hear, Dean.
Now, what is the best way, Harry, for people to sign the petition?
If they go on to the change.org website.
Yes.
And Dean knows the title of the
Well, look, if you go to change.org and in the little search bar at the top, you put in approve PrEP, it will come up. If you put in approve PrEP down under, which is their hashtag, it won't come up because the title of their thing is approve PrEP for use in Australia. So just put in approve PrEP and it'll come up. We'll get VAC getting
it
right by the end of it.
By the other URL.
But we want to see tens of thousands of signatures because I am sure everyone in this nation wants to ensure that everybody has the best possible technology available to them to keep them HIV negative. I am sure that then no one would be in disagreement with that.
Definitely.
So sign the petition. And Health Minister, pull your finger out. Harry, thanks for joining us on Hide and Seek.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to see you again.
You can subscribe to Hide and Seek's podcast for free. Visit joy.org.au/hideandseek for more information. Suggest a topic, a guest, or provide feedback. Email hideandseek@joy.org.au. Hide and Seek is presented by Andrew the Apprentice, James Findlay, and Avi Miller. Post-production by David Cheshire.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek. Hide and Seek.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.